Are we really angry or not? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's Election Day, Thursday, in Afghanistan. Voters will get a chance to decide whether to keep a president who thinks it's okay for Shiite men to place under house arrest any wife who fails to provide sex every 4 days. You can just imagine what the town halls over there have been like. Over here, of course, Americans have been rising up, too. For the past 2 weeks, we've seen Americans determined to protect themselves from a government healthcare takeover. So deep is the distrust that even Americans who are getting government health care are demanding to be protected from it. And yet, how angry can they really be? I ask that question because this is a local primary election day where I live, and maybe where you live too, and participation is expected to be a pathetic 30%. I thought people were angry. Government isn't just Congress. Local politicians have far more impact on your daily life than any member of Congress. You don't even have to go to the polls anymore. All of our ballots here were mailed 2 weeks ago. But 70% will just sit on the kitchen table. Because people say, it's only a primary election. Which is really to say, I don't want to vote when there's a wide selection of candidates. I'll let other voters weed them out and then whine about the lesser of two evils. In Afghanistan on Thursday, people will vote even though the Taliban threatens to amputate ink-stained fingers. Here, we ignore our ballots until it's too late, then throw them out. And yet, it's low-key, local primary elections that reveal whether we really are a nation of angry voters, or we just play them on TV. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.